Then Opelousas, what? Opelousas got 9 inches, I believe. Crowley got 9 inches.
Yeah. I was in Crowley last night. They had 13, I think.
Well, that's
somewhere around there.
That's the worst flood we had since 1940. I heard a bunch of old people talking about it. And they said that's the worst flood we had since 1940. And look, it flat ran day before yesterday. They had a low pressure that made up it from Crawley,
yeah,
Church Point, ran, and Opelousas. It was just laying across. And it ran. It ran, the thing wouldn't move, boy, just was still. And by around 6 o'clock that evening it started to break up and move out a little bit. And should we got caught yesterday evening, we came up 35 there. The water's run over and I stayed thin.
Yeah, you should have seen Crowley.
Well, I heard on the CB when it was, which day? That was the day before yesterday. You couldn't get into Crowley.
Yeah, well, I had a hard time getting in that night. I came in that night as when it was raining, just starting.
Ooh.
And they closed off all the roads afterwards. Downtown.
Well, you just made it then.
Yeah, I sure did. In fact, I'm not counting my chances too heavy on getting back today.
Now
it's going down, right?
If you go back to Crowley, you're going back to Crowley.
Or
you're going to Opelousas.
Well, I'm gonna go to interview a farmer in Iota.
Oh yeah, well that's gonna be your best bet. You go up the branch to the Belly Four Way Stop. You take a right, and that's gonna take you to Highway 13, that Crowley Unis Road.
Okay.
And where are we at from there? Oh, you go.
Your left going towards Crowley.
Yeah, and you'll see the sign say Iota.
Yeah.
You take a right.
Unless you want to go past all the way back there by Warren's house.
Warren's right? Oh no, that's gonna be too far.
But okay, this is the branch road here.
Branch Rand Branch Road. That'll be 35, but it's closed. I believe, and not they open it.
Yeah.
Up there by Rand, the water was yesterday afternoon. It was about a foot and a half deep running over there.
Well, there's a low spot right down there by that. There's a canal, a refinery or something.
Yeah.
That refinery?
Yeah, that's coming from Opelousas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put that up.
That refinery?
Yeah.
That thing started off as a little plant. And they just kept adding on. I don't remember exactly. Because in them times, you didn't have no way to get around. You just a flat foot.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
I remember when it was, I was about, I must have been about 12, 13 years old. I remember we used to go to Bellevue, and we would go by there, and there was a little bit of a little plant, and they just kept adding on till it got big as it is then.
Bellevue?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think where that is.
Okay.
Lewisburg.
Huh?
By Lewisburg.
I guess you got me at Lewisburg too.
Yeah, you can go through it. Through Bellevue.
Is that an Evangeline or?
That would be in St. Landry. But you can go through it so fast if you don't watch it. I don't believe they even got a store there. They got a church.
Yeah. I tell you, these roads around here are about as confused as I
am. Oh, Lord.
Man, you come around one corner and you get to another one, you know, it's just like a jigsaw puzzle, I guess you call it. When you were coming up, was it like that? I mean, were there just roads everywhere all through?
They didn't have that many roads. Let's see.
Okay, now when you were, where would you go? You go into town, like, you wouldn't go in pretty often, would you?
No. They, well, we used to pass, they even got no, I don't believe no highway, son. Okay, let me find 35 and see what's up or something.